Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa. Mm-mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Good to be here. Would wish we were like previewing game six of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Cavs and the Knicks, but now we have to talk about the Pacers.
first of all, who wins that series?
Pacers. Pacers wrap it up tomorrow night.
You think they win it
in six?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree with you in this situation. I will just caution. Wouldn't put it past the Knicks to go to Indy and win a game six. I think the Knicks have some. I think the Knicks have some talent, and I love their starting mix. And we'll see. If I had to put your money on it, Daryl, I would put it on Indiana.
You want to use my money? Okay.
Yes, I do.
As if I have any.
Yes, I do. It's exactly what I care to do.
Let me open my wallet and let the moth fly out for you.
That's exactly what I care to do.
I had said Pacers in six from the get-go, stand by it. And I think that Oklahoma City and Indiana is going to be quite the series to watch. I like the Thunder to win it. Even if the Cavaliers were here, right? And even if the Cavaliers got to the NBA finals, I probably would still pick the Thunder to win the series.
Yeah.
They are the Indiana Pacers, Jeff, on steroids. Like, they really are. It's incredible what they've built in Oklahoma City. But, I like Indiana to win tomorrow night. I don't think it's going to be a nail biter either.
Let me throw this one at you. You watched Indiana dismantle the Cavaliers. They did it in five games, and it looked pretty easy.
A year after watching the Celtics dismantle the Cavaliers.
Yeah, and the Cavs not getting out of the second round of the playoffs.
And 2 years after the New York Knicks dismantled the Cleveland Cavaliers.
You're watching Indiana against New York. Are you learning anything about the Cavaliers by watching the teams that are still going at it in the Eastern Conference?
Yeah, they're not good enough. That's what I'm learning.
Just flat out not good enough.
They're just not good enough. They're a great regular season team. They don't have it, what it's going to take in the playoffs. They don't have enough of what it's going to take in the playoffs on this roster. Now, what specific names would help them, fit them, that I don't know, and that's what Kobe Altman, I think, needs to figure out. But my overarching take on this whole situation right now, Jeff, is I've watched these conference finals play out, is that the Cavaliers cannot run it back. I respect and appreciate everything.
Meaning what? Cannot run back the core four that they keep saying they're going to run back?
They got to make a change. And I respect what Kobe Altman said at his end of season. Congratulations for us being regular season conference champions, wrap-up press conference. But we're still disappointed we can't get out of the second round of the playoffs. They can't run it back again. The definition of insanity is doing the same stuff over and over again and expecting different results. And my view of this Cavalier team is they need more pit bulls. They've got a great locker room, Jeff. It is by far the best locker room I have ever been around in my almost three decades of doing this.
You're not the first Cleveland sports reporter to tell me that.
They are.
You're not.
They're wonderful guys. They're very, very good at basketball. Okay? Donovan Mitchell's a pit bull. I think Max Strus.
He's pretty gritty.
I think Max Strus is a pit bull.
It's pretty gritty.
I think Evan Mobley can be a pit bull.
Different kind of guy. Different kind of player.
I don't know that Darius Garland's a pit bull. I think he's a great player. He's an all-star. I don't know that he's a pit bull. Jared Allen definitely is not a pit bull. Great basketball player.
I like Jared.
I love Jared. He is one of my favorite people on that team. But I got to separate here.
I get that.
It's changed for me. I'm no longer interested in immaculate vibes. There's a window here for them to win an NBA championship. Okay, or at least to get back to the finals and compete for an NBA championship, and I want them to pounce on that.
Yeah,
and so I have to set my personal feelings aside. You know what I mean? And guys that I like, and I just have to put all that aside.
Mm-hmm.
And I just taking a step back. I just don't think Jarrett is. He'll get you there. He'll get you through the regular season, right? He'll help you win a playoff game here and there, but he is just woefully inconsistent in the postseason, and you can't have that. You can't. And I realize in the playoffs you get like the role guy. Remember back in LeBron 1.0, we would joke, "Oh, this is the Ira Newell game. Oh, now this is the Damon Jones game. Now this is, you know what I mean?" Like we used to do that all the time, and I get that. And we've seen it play out in this Pacers Knicks series a little bit, where it's been a different guy stepping up every night in a role spot. But Jared Allen's not a role player. He's core four.
Well,
what I mean?
In their estimation and in their verbiage, he's core four. I like Jared Allen. I think guys who play really good defense and rebound are extremely beneficial to your team, especially when you have only one other big guy.
Right.
Could you move Jared Allen? Yeah, you could. I get that. There are only, to me, two guys who are untouchable on this team.
Right.
And it's the two guys who made first team all.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
First or second team All NBA.
Yeah.
And you don't trade guys like Mobley and Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, absolutely not.
Unless it's
No, you can stop there.
No, I won't stop there. In the NBA, they trade superstars all the time, but you get superstars in return. So if a team decided to mix it up, fine. I would not trade Evan Mitchell or Evan Mobley or Donovan Mitchell. I wouldn't do it. However, you get the right, and I love Jared Allen. You get the right trade offer for him. I understand. You can move Evan to center. You got to go get another forward who can rebound. Maybe someone with a little girth. Maybe a burly guy who can play next to him, who can hit an outside shot. Okay? And you can build the team a different way. And you know this. The minute that this team picked up Donovan Mitchell, I said...
The clock started ticking.
I do not... It did, and I do not like two small ball-dominant guards. It does. It's not a great recipe for success. Could they do it? Sure, they could.
Just like you don't like 5'11 quarterbacks.
Well, I'm not a big fan. Pun intended. Not a big fan. But I don't like ball-dominant, two of them, small guards in the backcourt. To me, it's not the best way to win in the NBA. If the Cavs can pull it off, Daryl, good for them. But if I'm Kobe Altman, I am very not only open to receiving phone calls, I'm very open to making phone calls.
You want to know what's
alarming? Trying to tweak that. Because you could put a tall ball handler next to Donovan who plays better defense than Darius. Get somebody else, start DeAndre Hunter at small forward, and get points elsewhere. Scoring points is not the problem for this team.
What worries me, and this is a little alarming, because typically when your superstar is going off and scoring, right, that usually means good things for you.
Usually, except for one thing.
When it's Donovan Mitchell, it usually means bad things. Well, his sweet spot is when he scores between 25 and 38 points.
And more than that, I think, Daryl, is when he takes between, say, 15 and 20 shots.
Yeah.
And in the first three games of the series, what did he take? 30, 30, and 29 shots?
Because he had to. He felt he had it to.
I get
right?
that, except for one thing. Didn't really work.
Right. And that's what frustrates me. You know, Donovan goes out and scores. You know, game two against the Pacers, just that's gonna sit for a long time.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to hear that they had no business being in that game because of who wasn't available to play. The bottom line is they built a
big lead.
They built a 20-point lead.
And lost it.
Donovan Mitchell scored 48 points with a calf injury and whatever else he was playing with. It was just an incredible performance. You're up 7 points with a minute to go, and you blew it. You lost. You wasted that. Now,
You had the game sitting there waiting to be taken away from Indiana, even up the right. series. Who knows what happens after
that? And look, I realize the Pacers have basically done this to every team that they've played in the postseason this year. They did it to the Bucks, they did it to the Cavs, they've done it to the Knicks in the final minute of a game, down 7 or 8 points to come back and ultimately win the game. I get it, but don't mean I gotta like it and be okay with the Cavaliers having that happen to them. And so right there at that moment is when I knew they lost the series to the Pacers. Couldn't say it because you want to be fair. You don't want to rush the right. They still had games to play, but once they lost that game and fell down 0-2 after being up 20 and then 7. With a minute to go and you blow it, you lose. Even if you get the other guys back, which ultimately they did, yeah, you cooked yourself. And then they win game three to get back in the series. But then in game four, Jeff, with their season on the line, right, they just absolutely no-show and get annihilated.
That was stunning, wasn't it?
That was
really stunning.
And so that right there, you can't run this back again. You have to make at least one significant change. And it's easy for me to sit here in this chair and say that, and I respect and understand it might be a little more difficult for Kobe Altman to do this offseason with them staring down the barrel of that second apron and the limitations that he is faced with. But you can't run it back. You can't, I'm sorry, you know what? And if they do run it back, Jeff, great. It's going to be I feel like this regular season coming up next season is going to be like the walk in the Green Mile. There's going to be no joy in Mudville Because it's no matter how good they are, and I agree with Donovan, you know, I don't know about going the 82-0 thing, but the premise of his point is dead on accurate. No matter what they do in the regular season, no matter how great they are in the regular season, all everybody's going to look at and wait on is, okay, that's nice, but show us something in the playoffs. Because this is twice that Donovan's been a number one seed and he has seen his team come up short in round two.
Let me ask you this one. Does that move have to be made before the season starts? I don't think it does. We're going to get into that. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps. Daryl's in for Andy.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.